Hey Radio St. Pete, this is Hannah from the Marco Radio Show. I hope you're all ready for happy hour, because we're coming up next.
Friday, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We will be more than happy to talk to you about any old thing.
Yes.
My name is Mark, and I will be your host. Also in the studio this evening, across the table from me, is my little girl, Hannah Claire. Mm-hmm. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
And to her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Chicken nuggets everywhere.
How y'all sticking? How you all sticking?
You're too funny.
Hey, horrible. listen to me. I took that from a new show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com called The Spike on the Mic Show.
Yes.
We listened to it for the first time the other night. I got a kick out of it.
Yes.
I love it.
It's a hoot.
Spike, when he introduces everybody on his show, he says, "How you sticking?"
Yeah.
How
you
sticking? I think that's great.
It's great. It's great.
So my question is, Spike, how you sticking?
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah. Anyway, you can catch Spike's show, Spike on the Mic, and his crew every Monday night live.
Yes.
Here on RadioSt.Pete.com from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes.
It's, do yourself a favor. Check it out. It's a good show.
It's funny.
I like it.
Yep. And they broadcast live from Pin Chasers over in Tampa.
Over in Tampa. One of the cool things that I got from listening to that show, other than that it's a funny show, is that they had a special guest, Miss Monica.
Yes.
And I listen to Miss Monica just about every single day on 102.5 The Bone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love Miss Monica. She doesn't go by Miss Monica on the bone. No, she just goes by Monica.
And she goes by Bills fan Monica on Twitter.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so here we are. It is Friday night.
Yes.
It is happy hour.
Yes.
We're going to change it up a little bit tonight.
Okay.
I think we're going to jump right into the cerveza.
Perfect. Yes.
Let's do it.
God, please.
That sounds dangerous.
sounds dangerous.
It's perfect.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long week.
God only knows what's going to happen in the next 4 days.
Right.
We got some stuff to work out.
We gotta get the beer going early in the happy hour.
Mm-hmm. All right. So why don't I? We need to play our beer song.
While you run over to the
moist satchel. So let me go ahead and play our beer song, and while I'm that's playing, I will get our beer ready
from.
Oh, we'll do that once we get
there. Okay, all right.
We're all over.
Open.
All right, we'll be right back.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad because the beer in makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go. Drink some beer.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Tonight, before you go to bed, make an inspection tour of your icebox. How's that Pabst Blue Ribbon supply holding out? Got enough bottles and cans? Remember, tomorrow's the beginning of a relaxing weekend. You'll be entertaining guests or listening to the radio or just getting that hungry, thirsty feeling when you want a snack of cheese and crackers topped off with a tall, cool foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Tomorrow morning when your dealer says, "What did you have?" say, "Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
What else?" You know, all right, we're starting to participate in the show, at least
a little, you know.
A little bit. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, we usually do, a couple of other things before we do the beer tasting.
Yes.
But tonight, we're going to jump right into it.
Yes.
Tonight's offering,
yes,
once again, comes from our friends at Big Storm Brewing Company.
Yes.
Big Storm Brewing Company is located at 12707 49th Street in Clearwater.
Clearwater.
Yeah. They are great. They are
wonderful.
Great people.
Fantastic.
Great beer. A lot of great times there.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Good stuff going on over there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. You know, tonight's beer.
Yes.
When we went and got our growler last night, mm-hmm, I tweeted, and I was trying to get our Twitter followers to try to guess what beer we were drinking.
Right.
It failed miserably. So I didn't. Well, nobody,
we're so popular. Yeah.
I know. Nobody guessed. But I was also trying to get that question out there and start a Twitter conversation in the middle of a Bucks game.
Right.
In the middle of a Lightning match. Mm. You know. So
a lot going on.
A lot going on.
Right. Anyway. So, well, we have the beer.
Yes.
We do have the beer. Let me go ahead and start. Uh-oh.
We're going to start.
I don't know who put the top on this thing?
Pouring it up.
Okay, got it. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. There's the first offering. What would you call that color? It's a little reddish. Amber.
Yes. Amber.
Has a nice amber color.
Amber hue.
Mm-hmm.
Now the one hint that I tweeted out on Twitter was that our beer tonight has 6.9% alcohol by volume.
Well, that's a little less lethal than last time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Yep. Still on the dangerous side.
Hopefully we
of
make
things.
It through the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you filled yours right up, didn't you?
Well, you know, bad pour.
no such thing.
Hannah Claire, why don't you be the first victim?
Right,
let me say that, I'll tell you what the name of this is. Should I go ahead and give it away?
Absolutely.
I guess we're not going to. Okay.
The Twitter game is over. We're already drinking the beer.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Too late.
Tonight's offering is called Surfline Lager.
Yes.
Lager.
It's lagery.
Hannah Claire, go ahead and give it a shot.
I tried it.
And?
It's good.
That's it?
It's doable. Yeah.
Okay. Stephanie, what do you think?
I like this one.
It's got that lagery, crackery taste.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, it does.
I believe that's the biscuit.
Yep. Freshly cut maple and baked biscuit.
Baked biscuit.
It is kind of maple-y.
It's like going to the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel.
It is maple biscuity.
Yeah.
In 6.9%. alcohol form.
By volume. Right. I think it's very good. I think it's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that it's got a hearty flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hearty.
Mm-hmm. Even has a good smell to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Very good.
We
very
tried
flavorful.
This for the first time, I believe, the first time we ever went over there, we had a flight, and this is one of the ones that we had on the flight.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You flew over there?
No.
No. I don't know.
No.
It's over there by the airport.
Right.
Mm. Very good.
It is very good.
Very good. That will be our beverage of the evening.
Beverage of the evening.
Very good.
Yeah. Big Storm is pretty cool.
Oh, it's very cool. I
you
love
know,
that place.
We've gone on a tour there of the workings of the brewery.
Yes.
Very informative. I'm always blown away at how sterile.
Yes.
It has to be. Yeah, it's like they could perform surgery.
Yeah.
Right.
It's clean. A very clean environment.
And what I like about the Pinellas location in particular are the glass doors.
Yes. Right. That separate the actual brewery from the tap room.
Exactly.
I guess.
So.
Yeah.
It's right there, all in view, which I just, it's so phenomenal to see all of that machinery in there.
They hold a lot of events over there.
Yes,
which
they
is cool.
Do. They do.
It's like, I think one night this week they had a book signing.
Yes.
When we went last night, they were having a party for like 100 people from
right.
some local company.
And they also had food trucks in
outside.
The parking
yeah,
lot.
Food trucks outside. What about that couple that walked in with their picnic basket?
Oh, that was, it was.
I was blown away by that.
Yes. I was too, and it right. smelled amazing.
Yeah, well, did you see what they had?
Oh,
they had steak, corn on the cob. They had a salad.
Well, they were just ready to go.
Yeah. Yes,
I was blown away. I saw them come in,
right?
Because see, when we went in, they had sort of tap room roped off a little bit because they were having like 100 people for this event,
right?
But if you were like somebody that wasn't a part of that, you could sit on this other side.
Yeah,
these two walk in. And they're kind of an older couple.
With their
picnic basket. And I'm like, what are they going to do with that thing?
Yeah.
Sat down, broke out the china.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like they had fine china. They had china and glasses and
silverware.
Silverware, everything.
And cloth
napkins. They've
done this
before.
Yeah. I said to Stephanie, I said, can you do that?
Yeah.
And she was like, well, obviously you
can. Obviously you can.
Right.
Wow. But yes, they had gourmet dinner in a basket.
Right.
There at Big Storm
mm-hmm.
with
That's
their
cool.
Big Storm Brew.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I can't think of a better place if you want to have some sort of a function
yes.
For your company. Apparently, they can hold pretty large crowds. That one last night, they said that they were expecting like 100 people from that
right.
company.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can accommodate quite a crowd. If you're interested in doing that, you can give them a call at 727-201-4186, or you can check them out online at bigstormbrewery.com.
Yes, and it is getting to be that time of year.
Absolutely.
Time to plan
Christmas parties.
Your holiday parties.
Like absolutely. And... Yep. So this beer tonight, Surfline Lager.
Yes.
I like it. I think it's a winner.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I definitely like it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a beer there though that I haven't
no that's
liked.
Right yeah we have tried a plethora
yeah.
of
yes.
their beers and I can't say that I have been disappointed by any of them
right
yeah
and
mm-hmm.
that's why you know it when we go to get our beer
right.
it's so easy now to yeah. go you know what I'm just gonna run up to Big Storm and get a growler.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting about the craft beer breweries okay is that all of the beers that we have sampled there, they all have their unique and individual flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
definitely.
Like if you, let's say, if you were to go to like Anheuser-Busch.
Right.
If you got Bud Light and you got Natural Light.
Right, you got your flight of
Let
the
me tell
Bud
you something,
Weiser products.
There's not a big difference.
No.
Right.
And then if you tried to put on top of that, well, Budweiser is a little bit different, like straight Budweiser. And then what's the other one that they have?
Miller?
No. I can't even think of it now.
Busch?
Well, they have Busch, which is very similar.
No comment.
But what's yeah. what's the, I can't think of it. Anyway, they're all very similar.
Right. Right.
These all have their own distinct flavor.
Yes.
I like that.
I like
cool.
it too. And I think if we get adventurous, yep. which I'm confident that we could do this at Big Storm, maybe next week when we go in with the growler,
yeah,
we just hand it to the bartender
and say,
surprise us.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that they offered us, well, we got to be careful about that too, because last night we were like, well, we weren't really sure which one we were going to pick because last week we did category 5.
Right.
And we almost said, you know what? Why don't we just go category 4 and then next week category 3 and do them all?
Hurricane season.
But we said, nah, let's go with something different. And one of the first things that they offered us, was the Havana, the coffee one.
Right, which is amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I love
very
that.
Good.
That was
very
that
good.
That was great.
But we had that already on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, this Surfline Lager, what would you say it paired best with?
Pancakes.
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 That's just how because I roll,
the,
man.
Because of the freshly cut maple?
Yes. And I was going to say... chicken waffles? Waffle chicken? What
waffle
is that?
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
Okay.
All right, cut me off.
And Hannah, what would you think it paired best with?
KFC biscuits.
KFC biscuits.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't. All right.
There's only four. But there's still some out there.
So apparently the Marco Radio Happy Hour show thinks that tonight's offering, Surfline Lager from Big Storm Brewing Company, would pair best with pancakes, chicken waffles, and KFC biscuits.
Nice.
Kind of bready, all of those options.
Yeah.
It's going to go good with bready stuff.
Delicious.
Yeah. Need with some carbs.
Extra butter.
Yeah, and once again, the alcohol content is 6.9% by volume. How about that?
Volume.
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 Yeah.
Volume.
Let's see. Radio St. Pete guru Joe Bordeaux sent me earlier this week a list of our local St. Pete and Tampa Bay brewery like production.
Right. Craft brewery production.
Right. Exactly. And it looks like Big Storm Pinellas is currently in 13th place. And it looks like barrels sold retail sales only in the year 2016.
Well,
2016, 453.1 barrels.
Okay.
That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer.
Sounds like a lot.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is a big list. It goes from 1 all the way down to 50.
Right.
Okay. Big Storm Brewing, currently on the list at number 13. We here at the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we're going to do our best to get you into the top 10.
Yes, it is our mission.
Number one.
And then to number one.
Right. We're working on it.
We're going to do it. We can do it.
We're going to do it.
Together.
Together. Together
in beer. We can make America great again.
Yeah.
And Big Storm, number one.
Right. Here's a bit of an update. Right. Remember last week we talked about that monkey that was on the loose?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd they see him? They saw him like up in Hudson?
Up in Hudson.
Something like that.
They need to shock the monkey, man.
Yeah. Well, I saw a story today that said that he had traveled 30 miles to Palm Harbor.
Right.
To do what?
He's gone through a couple of different neighborhoods, and then they somebody spotted him at John Chestnut Senior Park. It's a rhesus macaque. This monkey.
Okay, well, and that was that they actually spotted him there.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like they may have spotted him. Wait a minute, this just in. They spotted him a little later today in Clearwater.
Yes.
What?
He's moving south.
Uh-oh. So he is on the run
and headed our way.
Oh, great.
Yep. They say the monkey stands about 1.5 feet tall and weighs anywhere from 12 to 17 pounds.
Oh, he sounds adorable.
Yeah, it's just a little kick.
Yeah. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim.
I know. You're not supposed to approach him or...
Yeah, stay away from him.
You're not supposed to coerce him with food.
If you see him go the other way, don't approach him and call the Florida Wildlife Commission.
Yeah.
Yeah, say that again, Ty.
Don't molest the animals.
Yeah. Even the macaque.
Because he might molest you.
Right. Don't molest the macaque.
It says that some of these macaques carry the hep C virus.
The herpes.
Which is sometimes lethal.
Yes.
I would like to think that if you get hep C from a human, it can be treatable. But if you get one from a rhesus macaque... You're dying.
You're done.
You're gone.
You are dying.
Gone.
Your days are numbered.
Right.
A Reese's Pieces macaque.
Reese's Pieces macaque.
So keep your eyes out, though, because he's in the neighborhood.
Right.
Headed our way.
I'd like to see him. Looks like, I guess, the last time they saw him, where was that? In Clearwater, around State Road 590 and McMullen Booth.
Yes.
Is where they saw him.
Is there a bounty for him?
No.
He's not a criminal. if you see it, call Florida Wildlife Commission hotline 888-404-3922. And like I said, don't try to approach it. Don't try to talk to it. It will give you the hep C.
Right. Don't try to feed it.
Put it on your face.
Monkey hunt.
What?
We could go monkey hunting.
No, I'm not into monkey hunting.
We could catch him.
And then do what?
He looks so cute.
Know.
But, you know, you're
Mascot?
Not supposed to go near him.
He's
Mascot.
Only 1.5 feet tall. What do you suppose would happen if he got in our yard?
Oh, my
What God. Would Tilly do?
Tilly would lose it.
Chicken nuggets everywhere.
Yes.
Chicken nuggets everywhere. She would lose it. I mean, if they got into, like, a battle royale, who wins?
Oh, man.
The macaque?
Maybe, because they have thumbs.
Tilly.
Yeah, maybe.
That's
a big difference, man.
They actually have like four, because I think they have them on their feet, too.
Right.
And they have like sharper teeth.
Yeah. So, yeah, but Tilly's jaw has, you know, how many pounds of pressure?
Yeah, but that little monkey could just, like, pop her eyeballs
out. All right, so.
Right, but what if they team up?
You got a one and a half foot tall macaque against a 125 pound American bulldog.
Yeah.
Who is just as sweet as she can be. But I've seen her in action.
Yeah.
When she's serious, she's serious.
And would she see it as another animal, or would she see it more of as a human? She likes people. Mm. She doesn't like other animals.
What if we were, you know, sometimes we leave the back door open so Tilly can just go out on her own.
Right.
And not around the neighborhood.
Not around the
neighborhood. We're fenced in.
Not to worry.
Bye, be good.
But what if we're in there? Hurry back. What if we're in there watching the game and Tilly comes in with this macaque riding her.
Exactly. Can you imagine?
Trying to joust Brutus.
Yeah. Come see the polar bear dog.
Right. Yeah. So here we are.
Yes.
4 days from the election.
Yes.
Four days until doom.
I know it's given a lot of people heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
You hear people that are going early polling and things like that.
That's a nice way to call it.
Yeah. I have not gone yet. I'm not even sure when I'm going to go. I guess
Tuesday.
Got to go Tuesday. I mean, that's do or die.
I think early voting may have ended today in Pinellas. It's either today or tomorrow. Right. So Tuesday it is.
All right. So what time of day do you think you're going to go?
I am going to get up and go.
First thing,
7 o'clock.
The nice thing is that our polling place is right down the street.
Yes.
Chapel on the Hill.
Yes.
And you know what? The last election, I was able to go first thing in the morning and no line at all.
No line at all.
I've heard, though, this year from people that have tried to do the early voting that the lines have been around the building.
Yes. Well, and that's historically in a presidential election.
So that's not
year,
uncommon.
Yeah, that's not uncommon at all.
There are so many things that we need to consider. First of all, who's going to be our next president, the next leader of the greatest country in America, in the world? What are you saying? I can't read that.
Your phone is making noise.
It is?
Yes.
It is.
But that's fine. Keep going.
But
until the next break.
Okay.
We have the presidential election.
Presidential election.
We have a Florida state senator on the ballot.
Okay. We have amendments
thing.
1 and 2.
Right.
2, yes.
Yes.
1, no.
No.
It's been a lot of controversy over that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal now.
Well, it's a very big deal. Solar, I think, I would love to see all of Florida go solar.
Absolutely.
Because it could.
Because it could.
Definitely.
But I don't want to see Duke Energy have anything to do with it. No. I don't want to see them, you know, padding their pockets.
Right.
You know, for people going out there spending their own money to equip their own homes.
Right.
You know, why would they make any money off of it?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Well, see, that's part of what this amendment.
Right.
And I don't understand all of the language within the amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically what the amendment does, is give the power company the rights to the energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is not clear on the amendment the way that it's written.
Well, I know there's been a lot of back and forth, you know, on TV commercials and people talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Pretty much the consensus is no.
Yeah.
Yep.
Correct. In fact, there was a second. It was taken to the Florida Supreme Court for the second time this week.
Because they were trying to do away with the tricky verbiage?
Yes. They felt like the verbiage was not consistent with
what was actually happening.
With what was being presented.
See, I don't like that.
And this,
that's politics.
It went once, and the Supreme Court said, no, it's going on the ballot. This second time was because there was actually an executive from one of the marketing companies, and they have the audio clip of him saying that they were going to word it in such a way that the consumers would not understand what was going on.
Right.
And anyway, they denied it again, so it is staying on the ballot. Ballots will be counted. Please do not let that amendment pass.
Right. Yes. Absolutely not. Nope. Not until they fix it.
That will be a disservice to all Floridians.
Yep.
I'm not sure where I have to vote.
Oh, that's a good question.
We are going to have to check into that.
Mm-hmm. I know I
would
work,
he still be here because he hasn't really...
You changed your driver's license, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which means you have a new precinct.
So there's probably someplace down at the beach.
There, you can actually go online with your voter registration information, and it will tell you what your precinct is and where it is.
I would bet that you're going to have to go to that big church on Gulf Boulevard right there in Madeira Beach. Church by the Sea.
That would be nice. That's pretty close.
It's just right up the street from you.
Right.
Yeah, I bet that's where you got to go. So
do you need your card when you go vote?
No.
No, you don't. Nice.
You do need a photo ID.
Okay.
And even if you don't have that.
And leave your guns at home.
Leave your guns at home. There are provisions. They cannot tell you you cannot vote.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to fill out a provisional ballot if you've lost your driver's license or, you know, there are extenuating circumstances. But they must allow you to complete the form.
Okay. Ty, now I know that you're not a big fan of Donald Trump.
No.
If he is elected and becomes our president, will you join the 25% of Americans who threaten to leave this country?
Leave the country? No.
Okay. Sounds like you got another plan.
Yeah.
Expand. Don't say anything that's going to cause the guys in the black suit to
show up.
Suits to charge through the door.
Well, then I will stay quiet.
Wow.
Okay. Nice.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I read an article that said that 25% of Americans threaten to leave if Trump is elected. And the whole article was about where will they go?
Right.
Okay. And it's kind of interesting because to get a second visa is not so easy.
They've made it really difficult.
Yeah, right. There are some places that are easier than others.
Right.
But it's like, where are you going to go? One of the easiest places to go is actually Austria.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, Austria is fairly easy to go and get one. Now, still, it's not like you're going to go and they're going to hand you one.
No, yeah.
I mean, a lot of these places, you got to go and spend years.
Years and thousands of dollars.
Living there for years, right, to get this done. And a lot of times you have to have like some relatives that have lived there or from there or something like that. You can't just, pack up and go.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I love that about Americans. It's like, oh, that's it. I'm leaving the country. Mm-hmm. Well,
to where?
Who says anybody wants us or
right.
you?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's...
Well, one of the things I think about that is all these people that are saying that they are leaving the country, I think they should be held to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do.
Please do.
It's like, okay, you said you were leaving. It's been 6 months. When you going?
Why are you still here?
Pack it up. And go. You said you're going. Now go.
Now go.
You know, don't say that. You know, it's being an American is a lot like being married, in my opinion.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
When you get married, you take vows. Yeah. And it's for better or for worse. You know, I think when you're an American, every time you sing the national anthem or you recite the,
Pledge
of Allegiance, it's like those are your vows. Right? Is that
right.
Am I wrong about that?
Gosh, maybe I should have you recite our wedding vows more often. I'll have to dig them out.
Especially the for better or worse part.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It annoys me that people are saying that they're going to leave. And it also annoys me, especially the list of people that I've seen that have said that they're going. A lot of the celebrities.
Oh.
Are these people so narcissistic that they think that anybody's going to care?
Right.
It's like oh my God. Oh my God, please don't go.
Right.
Yeah.
Please don't go.
Please.
You know.
No, please do go.
Yeah, please. Whatever.
The only one that I was really disappointed in was Bryan Cranston.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, he said he's out of here. If Trump gets elected, he's out of here.
Okay.
Well.
That was kind of, I like him.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
That's the only one that I'd be disappointed in. But the rest of these yahoos, it's like, hit the road, beat it.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean that they still wouldn't be making American films.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want either one of them to win, though.
Well, I don't. There's a whole lot of people that don't.
I'm looking for the third option here.
Yep, a whole lot of people that don't.
Gary Johnson's a boob.
Mm. Yeah.
Telling you, voting for Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse.
Time to put Mighty Mouse in the White House.
Yeah.
Mighty Mouse in the White House.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Let's see what else.
Unbelievable. Maybe we should go ahead and take our first break.
Okay.
If that's okay with you, do a little reorganization, refill our beers.
Yeah.
Since they're getting a little low.
Okay.
A little more surf line.
Yeah. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. When we come back, let's talk about movies and entertainment.
Sweet.
All right. Woohoo. We'll be right back.
Mountain drag me across so long. I'm a cross cut soul. Mountain drag me across so long. When I catch you, what's so easy for you? You won't have to say hot dog. Some call it wood chopping in, some call it wood cutting sand. I cut your wood so good, but you would ask me back again. Cross cut saw. Drag me across your road. Cut your wood so easy for you, you won't have to say hot dog. Hey! Chopping sand, some call me wood cutting day. Cut your wood so good, you know you want me back again. I'm a cross cut saw. Wanna drag me across your log? But I cut your wood so easy for you, you will have to say hot dog.
Okay, everybody, we are back. That was Crosscut Saw by the Hindu Love Gods. If you listen to that song closely, you might recognize the singer of that song.
Yes.
Anybody guess? Any of you guys here in the studio?
Ah-ooh.
Ah-ooh. That's right.
That's your hint.
That's it. That's your hint. That's Werewolves of London. That's Warren Zevon.
Yes.
That's cool. I like that.
He has a very distinctive voice.
Yep. Crosscut Saw, Hindu Love Gods. Okay. Let's get into our movies and entertainment. First of all, I'll start by asking everybody, did anybody see any movies this week? Anything? No.
Yes.
Nothing at the theater?
Not at the theater.
Right. What was it that we saw? That was that Woody Allen movie.
The Woody Allen movie, Cafe Society.
Cafe Society. I like that.
I did too.
I didn't think the story was so great. It was typical.
Right. The story was a little weak or predictable.
Right.
But the scenery and the costumes.
The way they filmed it was fantastic.
And the cinematography, it was unbelievable.
I've always said that if I could be born again, I'd want to come back in the 40s.
Yeah.
I just love the style. I love the cars.
The
I love
clothing,
the architecture. Everything about it, I loved it.
It was just, visually, it was a wonderful movie.
Yeah, I thought so. And the lighting that they filmed it in, what do you call that? It's it wasn't normal lighting.
No.
Is that what they call sepia? Is that sepia
lighting? I don't know, but it gave everything a golden hue.
Yeah, I like
I mean,
it.
Everything just looked stunning.
Anyway, if you like Woody Allen, if you're not opposed to him after his whole thing with Sun Yi,
right?
Check it out. I think it's a good movie. It's good enough.
Right.
It's a good enough movie. It's a Woody Allen
not bad,
movie. Right.
But
yeah, it's all right.
For the costumes and set design and everything, it was wonderful.
Yep. We talked about some movies last week, and I've got the week, I guess I got the dollar amounts and millions of what they made over the last week. Boo, that's the Madea movie, Madea Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Made $16.7 million last
week.
That's
nice.
Wow. That tops out the list. That was the highest one.
Really?
Inferno, Inferno made $15 million. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, made $9.6 million. The Accountant made $8.5 million, and Ouija, Origin of Evil, $7.1 million. So
not a big box office week.
No. One of the ones that's coming out, it actually came out yesterday, and Ty, you said before the show that you wanted to see this, that's the Doctor Strange movie.
Yes.
Yeah. That looks like it's, I don't know anything about it. Is he considered a superhero or what's his deal?
I don't know a whole lot about him, but, you know, it's a Marvel thing, so I kind of have to go see it.
Marvel.
Looks good. Looks good.
I thought okay. Well, I can tell you now, I don't know what Radio St. Pete's Charlie Jewell gave him.
I don't know. I printed them all out, but I don't know they've gone.
I must have misplaced it. But I can tell you what Steve Persall from Tampa Bay Times gave it. He gave it a B+.
Really?
Okay.
All right.
That's
so
pretty positive from him.
Yeah. I don't know. You think you're going to like it. It's right up your alley.
Yeah, no, it looks like my kind of thing.
Okay. So that started yesterday.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Let's see. What's another movie that's coming out? The one that I really want to see is Hacksaw Ridge.
Yes.
I want to see that.
Yes.
What's that about?
That is
like a World War II movie,
but with the
sounds pretty crazy.
The conscientious objector,
right?
He's the soldier who refused to carry a firearm,
to even touch a gun,
yes.
Yeah, but what he does is he runs through the battlefield saving people.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. Yeah. And supposedly, this war movie is going to
I have no idea where you're going.
It's going to supersede all other war movies as far as visually. It's going to be, the story's going to be better.
I don't know.
The scenes are going to be fantastic. Steve Persall gave it a B+. Oh, B-, I'm sorry. What are you saying? Why don't you think so?
Star Wars is the greatest story ever told.
I'm talking more. That is a war movie.
That is a war movie.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Well,
it's right there in the name.
I guess of this era, the World War II era movies. Right. If you're going to the theaters this weekend, you might want to consider American Honey. That's the number one recommended movie for the weekend. Two would be Hacksaw Ridge. Three is Birth of a Nation. That's still on the list. Four is The Magnificent Seven. And five, Deepwater Horizon. So those are the top five movies to see this weekend in theaters near you.
Yes.
Near you.
Yep.
Speaking of Steve Persall.
Yes.
He hosted an event last night at the Tampa Theater.
Tampa Theater, right.
Michael Moore's independent film.
Well, there were two movies.
Right.
There were two movies. Idiocracy.
Idiocracy played.
Great. That was from 2004.
Right. That played after the Michael Moore documentary, which is called
Michael Moore, Trumpland.
Trumpland.
Michael Moore in Trumpland.
Right.
And then you said Michael Moore was going to be there?
Yes, he was actually there. And after the screening,
right,
there was a question and answer segment with Michael Moore, and I believe Steve Purcell hosted that event last
That's
night.
That's kind of cool.
I'd like to get some feedback. I haven't heard from anyone that was able to attend, and I was not able to attend.
Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, both those movies and that whole event was last night. So
right.
It's not,
yeah. Yeah. But I would like to hear from anyone on Twitter or, you know, our Twitter handle is Marco Radio Show 1.
Right. Or you can give us a call at 727-498-0502.
Exactly. Or if you can't call right now, go to the website, marcoradioshow.com, and just send a message.
Put a message.
I'm curious.
Marcoradioshow.com was recently upgraded.
Yes.
So if you go, you can see some recent pictures.
Yes, I put some new pictures up. And
Really?
Yes, really. Yep.
You can see us all in Technicolor.
Mm-hmm. What else you got? What is that that you have there?
The Cineflix Festival.
Now, is that the one that is hosted by John Schneider?
Yes.
How do you know who John Schneider is?
No.
This is actually a John Schneider, and I don't
production?
Know his wife's name, a production.
Okay.
This
John
is
Schneider, kids.
Festival.
This is before your time. Now, you've ever heard of the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was Bo Duke.
Oh.
Bo Duke. Yep.
Bo Duke.
He's older now.
Yeah, a scotch.
Yeah, I heard him interviewed this week on the Mike Calta show, and he's a cool dude. What a voice he's got. He should be in radio. Truly should be in radio. Yeah. He's got
what
that.
Are you trying to say, honey? At his advanced age,
he's got a much better voice than mine.
Well, and part of this, the Cineflix Festival, it's an independent film festival.
I wonder how he's sticking.
Probably like glue, considering four of the films are actually his.
Right, okay.
That are being shown during the festival. If you are in Lakeland this coming week, the Cineflix Festival kicks off on Monday, November 7th, and runs through November 10th at the Cobb Lakeside 18. In Lakeland.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's one of those theaters where you can actually eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can get like a full dinner there.
Right. Yeah. Right. There are quite a few independent films being screened over that 4 days. For an exact schedule and times, you can go to, I believe it's CineflixFestival.com or the Cobb Lakeside 18, or just Google it. I wanted to go, but it's through the week, so that's not going to work.
No.
Right.
One of the short films is called Liberty Waning.
Okay.
29-minute movie.
Oh, quick.
Quick. Yeah.
In and out.
This is one of the short features.
Still full price.
Where the tragic, well, they show the shorts in a group.
Okay.
But the tragic feature of the tale, who is pursued, prosecuted, and ultimately demolished, is the weapon that was used in a mass shooting, not the person.
So they're putting the weapon on trial?
Yes.
Hmm.
Because
that's interesting.
Yeah. You know, all of the gun control conversation is that guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Guns aren't bad. People are bad. The gun doesn't have a choice.
Gun's just a gun.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
But that's just a sample of the different films, and all of the films are listed on the website.
Okay.
Fun event. Definitely get out and try it.
All right. Do you want to tell us about what's going on at our new favorite place in downtown St. Pete, the Hideaway Cafe?
The Hideaway Cafe.
I've got
Cafe.
It right here. I'll pass that to your
This
mother.
Weekend at the Hideaway Cafe. Tomorrow, November 5th,
right.
is a Scorpio event with Jamal and friends.
What does that mean, Scorpio event?
It's a group of musicians.
Okay.
That's what they have termed.
It's just what they've called it.
Yes.
All right.
The okay. opening show... doors open at 6. There is an opening band at 7.
Mm-hmm.
8, 9. Jamal goes on at 9. And then another artist at 10:30.
Okay.
So it is a full evening jam session with collaborating artists Saturday.
Okay.
November 5th at the Hideaway Cafe.
If you're local here and you have not gone to the Hideaway Cafe, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Absolutely.
If you like live music in a small venue, you're not going to find a better place than the Hideaway Cafe. It's right on Central Avenue.
Yes.
I don't have the address right in front of me, but it is fantastic. It's like if you're going down Central Avenue, heading toward the water. As soon as you go under the underpass, start looking for it on your right.
It's right there on the right hand side.
It's a small
Avenue.
Coffee house sized place. Fantastic acoustics. We've not ever been disappointed by the shows that we've seen there.
No, not at all.
And the food is good.
The food is very good.
Yeah.
They have open mic nights on Thursdays, different Tuesday night. I don't remember, it's blues or something.
Right.
But there's always something going on at the Hideaway.
Yeah.
And what a great location.
Well, that's John Kelly and his wife, Nicole. They do a great job over there.
Yes,
fantastic
venue.
Do. Hideaway Cafe.
And I just want to put out there on November 12th, which is next Saturday.
Okay.
Chasing Jonah.
This is also at the Hideaway.
Is also going to be at the Hideaway. Chasing Jonah will be there on November 12th. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
This show is actually the rescheduled show from October 8th.
Oh.
So anyone that already had tickets to the October 8th show, those tickets are transferable, automatically good for the November 12th show.
Well, that's a deal. Hannah Claire, you and Pizza Boy,
yeah.
I mean, you stay over in St. Pete so often.
Yeah.
That would be a great thing for you guys to do.
Yeah, you need to head down there one evening.
I highly recommend it. I think you'd love it.
Yeah, that just means we need to use Uber more.
Right.
Yeah, well nothing wrong with that.
That's $5 Uber.
Yeah, from where you're staying in St. Pete, that you're close.
Yeah.
Just right down the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth doing.
Right. So something coming up in December.
Christmas?
A little bit away. Now, before that.
Oh, okay.
December 2nd. Uh-oh. Cue the music, everybody.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Deceptive Intruder. I think we mentioned this last week or the week before here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Yes.
Deceptive Intruder is going to be playing at the Brass Mug. I'm going to turn it down a little bit.
So much for it not being very loud.
Right. The Brass Mug is over in Tampa. It's at 14811 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, Florida. And so what are you thinking? You're going to go on at what? You think 10? 10-ish?
Well, we're the main event, so might be kind of late.
Okay. If you can hear this song, that is our very own Ty Ginn on
Crash.
The vocals.
That's Crash. Crash on vocals.
Crash Craddock.
Crash. Yeah.
The bass. Don't get raped on Facebook, man.
Yeah. The right. Bass player for Deceptive Intruder.
Yeah.
Crash.
So that's kind of cool.
Havoc.
We might also be doing a show December 10th.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
So,
you know, I asked you for months, when is this whole thing going to kick off? And it was like, well, we're thinking about doing something around the first of the year. Da, 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 da.
We're working
on it. And now it's happening.
Right. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, we interviewed our new singer the last couple weeks.
Right.
We think, he's going to be reliable and keep showing up. So,
perfect.
We're moving ahead with stuff.
Very good.
Very nice.
Fantastic.
So, even if this heavy metal isn't your thing.
Yeah.
Come to the Brass Mug and see the
show
Marco.
Some support.
See the Marco Radio Happy Hour audience.
I talked to Grandpa Ron. He said
Crash.
He's going to try to come over.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he will definitely try to do that. What was I going to say about that? Isn't it over by Skipper's?
No,
it's over in that area? No?
You know what? I don't know my way around Tampa well enough to say that.
I think we might need to go on an adventure to find it first.
Yes.
Yeah. Do a little legwork first.
Because honestly, we've been to Skipper's several times.
Right.
I'm still not sure where it is. Because we've never gone there and back the same way. So, no, I have absolutely no idea.
Right.
They could be next door to one another.
Could be close.
And I wouldn't know.
Anyway, that's going to be Friday, December 2nd. At the Brass Mug, located at 14811 North Florida Avenue. The only thing that, you know, we have a show Friday night. So
right.
I don't know if you're going to be able to make the show.
Uh-huh. No.
I mean, it's your first show with
Ty's
Deceptive
not going
Intruder.
To be here. Oh. We'll be here. He'll be there.
And then we'll make it across the bay.
And then we're headed.
To go there.
Yeah, we're going across the pond to.
Across the pond. Okay.
Into.
At light speed.
At light speed.
Right.
To go see Crash on the base.
Go see Crash and other show, Deceptive Intruder.
That's just, it might, if it happens at all, we'll be at the Sound Coast where we practice.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, the Sound Coast, they're just doing like a big party thing.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've seen some pretty interesting characters.
Yeah. Right.
So it looks like some pretty interesting bands
mm-hmm.
over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I got something.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
All right, it's a birthday time. the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show wants to say happy birthday to probably my best friend in the whole world.
What's your boyfriend?
Paul. Well, Paul Hunley turns 53 years old today. He's living up in Richmond, Virginia with his beautiful wife, Jenny. I know his daughter's in college. She just recently performed in a play. I wish I could remember the name, but fantastic.
The name of the play?
Yeah.
Or the name of your best friend's daughter?
Lydia. I know her name.
You know the one? Yes. She's got
but
two
the,
eyes and
the way,
face.
The way you said that, right. You were like, oh, I wish I could remember the name.
Right.
What's that kid's name?
I know that their son Will is living in town and that kind of thing. So, hey, look, some of my very favorite people in the whole world, Paul and Jenny Hunley, and it just so happens to be Paul's birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Happy birthday.
53.
Happy birthday.
And you know, today being your birthday just means that this is the first day of your 54th year.
Yes.
Let that sink in a little.
Let that sink in a little. Until the double nickels are right around the corner.
Yeah, right. Anyway, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday,
we
Paul.
We love you.
Do something fun.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they are.
They're always up to something.
Yes.
Let's see. We could talk about sports, but we're at that magical time, the halfway time, pretty much. We're
almost.
Close to it. Yeah. We don't really have enough time, do we? Let's see. What do we
have? We could say that the Buccaneers attempted to play football last night.
Well, they had those special uniforms last night.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't like those.
What are those?
Yeah. It's too much red.
It was so funny because Hannah came home and I had the game on TV. And she looked at the TV and she goes, oh, God, who are the Bucks playing in those ugly uniforms?
Those
like,
are the Bucks.
Yeah. Those are the Bucks. She was like, what?
Yeah.
No. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
What
oh,
is
good.
That? They look like a big ketchup bottle out there.
Right.
It's hysterical,
mm-hmm.
you know.
My Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night in their awful uniforms, awful all red uniforms.
All red. It's not even a good red.
Right. They lost their game to the Atlanta Falcons. The score last night was 43-28.
Yes.
When I went to bed, I think it was like 14-14.
Something like that. Yeah.
So
it. Yeah.
My Bucks are currently 3-5 and third in the NFC South. So that's not...
only in third?
Well, I'm surprised they're in third, only winning three games.
Right.
They've won three, lost five.
Right.
And they're in third place?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, you thought they'd be lower down on the ladder?
Yeah. Shouldn't they be like, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Next up for the Bucks is Sunday, November 13th. It's a game in Chicago against Da Bears.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
In Chicago?
In Chicago. It's going to be chilly. I don't think it's real cold there yet. I mean, we just watched some of the World Series there, and it didn't seem to be freezing there.
No.
But
every
day is different there.
I was going to say.
It's colder and colder every day.
You're talking a week from Sunday. I mean, do you know what a difference a week can make in Chicago in November?
Right.
They could have snow.
They could. They could have
they
snow.
They could have. Mm-hmm. Could happen.
Yep. Anyway, why don't we go ahead and take our break?
That sounds like
we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. When we come back, we'll finish up our sports.
Ooh, sports and
what else?
Maybe we'll play some.
Oh, we got Stump the Chump.
Yes.
We got some other stories. We got all kinds of stuff.
Listen
Stick around.
To that participation.
Stick around. We got a lot of fun left in this show.
Sweet.
All right, we'll be right back.
1, 2, 3. Unicorn. Butterfly, angel wings, inner thigh, queer tattoo. That's a queer tattoo. Flaming skull, smoking pot. That's the opposite of not a queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo. You got a Tweety Bird, got a school mascot, got a Hello Kitty, tell you what you got a queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo. You think that symbol in Japanese means strength or honor? Nigga, please, it means queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo. Might as well say insert cock here. Whore tattoo. That's a whore tattoo. And that teardrop under your eye that you got in prison cause you killed a guy. That's a cool tattoo. Sir, that's a cool tattoo. You got a comedy mask, got a tragedy mask, any fucking mask, then you must have asked for a queer tattoo. Give me your most queer tattoo. Your child's name with the words be strong would be beautiful, but they spelled strong wrong. Yeah, they spelled it stong. Your stupid kid will now be stong. How the hell they get there wrong? Weren't you watching when they put that shit on? Ba 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 ba. You love your laughing Jesus tat, but that's just Jesus laughing at your queer tattoos. So many queer tattoos. I guess you got that tribal band from a tribe indigenous to the land of queer tattoos. So many queer tattoos. Got barbed wire, got a poker ace, got that fucked up thing on Mike Tyson's face. Got a queer tattoo, a theoretically queer tattoo. And by queer, I just mean bad. It wouldn't mean gay unless you had
a pink triangle on a rainbow flag with a bear wearing leather and a red ball gag.
That's a queer tattoo.
A literally queer tattoo.